Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap,
it just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
All right. I rise with the sun. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Wednesday, June the 14th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my sister, we want to talk about the power of affirmations. We want to really get into the power of self-affirmations, or what they call auto-suggestion, or what I call faith talk or self-talk. Now, I've been doing this since I was a kid. Didn't understand the psychological and the biological effects of what I'm going to be expressing, exposing, and expanding to you today. So since I really didn't understand it, I'm thinking that maybe you don't understand it, and we don't understand it. Now, the Bible calls this prayer. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. Before we get started, I'm a little under the weather. I'm coming back. I don't know what the hell happened. Last night I had fever. Man, I was sweating like a hooker in church. It was crazy. And I don't know what it was, but I know the fever was pretty high. And we got up, went to Walmart this morning, find me a watermelon. Couldn't find any really good ones. What I got was all trash, basically, but hey, it was better than nothing. I knocked down a couple of pineapples, so I'm on my way back. Use this, what I'm getting ready to share with you today. I just kept saying to myself, every organ in my body functions according to its purpose. That's what I say to myself every time I do get under the weather. And I want to talk to you today about the power of prayer, the power of positive affirmations, the power of maintaining a positive disposition. I don't really care what goes on outside of you. The only thing that matters is what's going on inside of you. It is your mental disposition. We were always taught to take information from the Reverend Dr. Bishop or from somebody of a learned or more learned position than we are. You definitely want to be teachable. Be moldable. But there comes a point in your life, as I talk about in my book, Voice or Frequency Healing. I highly recommend that book if you haven't read it or if you don't have it. So it's actually an audio book, real easy to listen to. It breaks down the frequency of healing. So how you program your conscious, subconscious, and your unconscious brain with your own voice. Your own vocare, your own V-O-X. So when Yahushua taught, he taught as one having authority because something was inside of his voice that wasn't there before. He always taught. He always had miracles, but he didn't have the power that he had after something happened to him. What happened to him was the power, or the only thing that can actually change the wiring of the neurons in your brain. There's a great book written many moons ago by a dude by the name of Immanuel Kant. That's way back in the, you know, back in the philosophy days of, late 1800s, early 1900s. he wrote a book called the Self-Mastery Through Auto-Suggestion. And the first thing we did was break down what auto-suggestion is. Because contrary to popular belief, it's so powerful that most people miss it. Inside the book Think and Grow Rich, which I read when I was like 21, good and bad, like all of the worldly stuff, it comes with a little sprinkling of the Luciferian agenda. So if you have the ability to see through it, then again, you can do it. So the practice of auto-suggestion is the practice of self-hypnosis, really. Really, it's nothing but brainwashing yourself. So you had an option today. You can either be a slave to righteousness or a slave to sin. The Bible says you're going to be a slave. You're just a vehicle. Somebody's going to drive that vehicle. Either you can drive it yourself, or you can let the Reverend Dr. Bishop drive it. It's up to you. But I'm simply telling you, based upon everything that I know and everything that's based upon science, has nothing to do with the Bible. Now, the Bible says the same thing, but the science, the biology, the histology of it, inside of your genetic code, there is a histology, a histone gene. Histone is his, H-I-S, tone, T-O-N. The only question you should be asking yourself is, who is his? Because, see, brothers and sisters, contrary to popular belief, you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. As we talked about last night in my class for my Clarinomics and my life optimization students, I highly, highly, highly recommend that if you're not part of the Clarinomics program, that you email me yesterday at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and become a part of the Clarinomics, which has now been rebranded or renamed as the life optimization. What this does, as we talked about last night, is called epistemology. Epistemology is basically the understanding of knowledge. Epistemology says, and the definition of the word epistemology is simply to under, over, and understand. It means to overstand specifically. Now, I've been saying this for, 20 years before I even found the definition. I didn't even know that that was actually the definition of this word until I started getting into word studying it. And so it affects the brain on three levels: conscious, subconscious, unconscious. So it affects the neo, the paleo-tile brain. It affects the spirit, soul, body. It allows you to over, under, and understand. It gives you truth, knowledge, and belief. So your job, my brothers and sisters, is to take words, because according to Hebrews 11:3, words create worlds. And so now you can take other people's words and trust that those other people have your best interest at heart, and most of them do. And you can listen to other people's words and use other people's words to brainwash yourself, basically. Or you can do what I recommend you do, is nobody knows you better than you. So you know what you like and what you don't like. So last night, I'm over here with 100 and I don't know what fever. I was sweating. I got this morning, same thing. I was just standing in the grocery store and just drenching with sweat like I was working out. I was like, and it was crazy. And this was just a couple of hours ago. So I wasn't planning on doing a show today, because it was just like, I have no energy, and I felt like, I don't know what was going on. So within the course of 2 hours, after eating the watermelon, getting my mind right, I'm almost back. So what did I do? I just use affirmation. My affirmation is, every organ in my body functions according to its purpose. I've been saying that since I was a little kid. I also been saying, unknown. I don't know what the truth is, but I wanna find it. Since I was a kid, I've been saying, since I looked at what I was in, and I knew that wasn't the truth. I knew that couldn't be all of it. We'll put it that way. I knew there had to be more, because all the Reverend Dr. Bishops that I knew, they was banging the choir director. They was meeting. So I knew, going to my grandmother's church as a little kid, that, something was not right. These dudes and girls and guys was good on Sunday, and they would curse your ass out on Monday. So I just intuitively knew something is not right. And so now I got into understanding, and I don't understand the power of prayer and the power of affirmation. Something that somebody says, money comes to me easily and effortlessly. Wealth constantly flows into my life. My actions create constant prosperity. Now, it only works if, number one, you believe it. Number two, you consistently say it. Now, it doesn't have to be verbally. If it's not verbal, your body actually responds better to your resonance, not your audible voice, your intuition. Your resonance means resound. There's a sound that comes out of my voice. Then there's another sound that comes out of my heart. Then there's another sound that comes out of my head. Now, the goal is to have your head, your heart, and your mouth on the same thing, the same page. That's very difficult to do. Because if you can say one thing in your head, I remember when I was a kid, I used to be walking past the graveyard, and I'd say to myself, I'm not scared. And my brain was telling me, yeah, nigga, you scared. You better start running like now. So I took out running. But the goal is, when we're talking about affirmations, we're talking about the under, over, and understanding of something very powerful. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's from the Helios Biblios. That's scriptural. So both poverty and riches are the offspring of your thoughts. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Everything that happens in your life, you ordered it. See, once you learn what the Bible says and start to understand that the Bible says to bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. God is your voice. It's your frequency. It's your wave. It's your vibration. I had some knucklehead tell me, listen to the show. He texted me, saying, hey, Brother Will, parrots and something else got larynx. Because I said that we are the only things on the planet that are of the God class, the God kind. And so this knucklehead said, no, brother, I disagree. Parrots, because parrots can talk, they got a larynx. Now, I would like for you to go look it up, like I told him. Birds don't have a larynx. They have a syrinx. Now, because one has an S and the other one has an L, I'm assuming that old boy thinks it's the same thing. But you might want to look at the picture of it. And then look at the picture of the female vagina. Look at the picture of the birds, syrinx, and all of the animal kingdom, syrinx. And then look at your larynx. And then look at the female vagina. Then call me. No scriptures needed. I can use biology and prove my point. What's your point, Brother Will? You give birth, brothers. You give birth, sisters, to your reality based upon what comes out of your larynx. Now, you also have a metaphysical or an invisible larynx inside of your head. It's called your RAS, the reticular activating system. That, if you don't understand nothing else, brother, you need to get in touch with your reticular activating system yesterday. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's scripture, too. The Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue, scripture. The Bible also says that a double-minded man will not receive anything from God, scripture. Now, the Bible is full of these same things. The Bible says, to him that has, more shall be given. Now, out of all of the sayings in the Bible, to me, that's the one that is the most important one. So let me say it again. I've already did the show on it. To him that has, more shall be given. So how can you make sure that you already have something that you don't have? It's called faith. Now, I call self-mastery, life optimization, auto-suggestion, self-affirmation. I call it, again, faith talk. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, I don't know about you. It's very difficult to have substance and hope at the same time. In other words, it's very difficult to have a physical. Now, again, let's go back to my example. I said, hey, I want to get me a convertible Corvette. If I go look out of my driveway right now, the physical convertible Corvette is not out there. But if I look in my brain, this thing called visualization, the physical, again, Corvette is out there. That's faith. See, faith is the substance. Faith is something that other people can't see, but you can see it. Now, once that happens, once you can maintain the mental image of the thing that you wish to possess, it shows up. But it's so simple that it's too hard. Because, see, most people don't understand that. Because, see, we have been programmed since birth. As a little kid, you came into this world. When you was born, you was born in a delta state. Now, this is scientifically proven. There is a chart at this website, heartmath.com, that breaks down your programming. So we are born as a blank canvas, and we absorb people that are transmitted. Remember the word that I broke down in the seven keys of metaphysics? It's called teleology, T-E-L-E, which means to transport. Ology means words. So I can transport anything to you with words. Now, it's called mental telepathy. Now, some people, they have a lot of other names. But once you get to this level, you can be in Texas and you can affect somebody in New York. Now, witches, warlocks, and the esoteric Satanists, they do this all the time. They put spells on people. They visit people at night, and they sleep in their dreams. They got succubus and incubus go and have sex with people while they sleep. Most people don't believe it because they never had it happen to them. Once it starts happening to you, you don't believe it. Trust me, bruh. Trust me. You will be a believer. Once that succubus shows up in your house at night, you'll be a believer, homie. Now, I pray it doesn't happen to you. But if it does, you'll understand what I'm saying. Like, what are you saying? Well, I'm saying that you got to take control of your brain waves. And the sooner you master it, the better. Well, Brother Will, how you master it? Repetition. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it is your job, my brothers and sisters, once you understand that you have been programmed at an early age, once you can wrap your brain around that, then, hey, the same fools that programmed me, whatever method that they use, I can use the same method to reprogram me. So I thought about, hey, I learned my multiplication tables. How? Repetition. I learned reading, writing. I learned everything by doing it over and over again, especially with music. So I did a show, got the book called Brainwave Entrainment, or Entertainment, which is really Entertrainment, which means, according to the ancient African culture, the reason that Africans always use drum beats and beats was because, especially if you're an African American, if you're a black man or a black woman, what is it about music? What is it about the bass? What is it about? Now, this is Caucasians too, everybody, but because of the melanin captures the beat. Now, I was going to do the show talking about how sound is transferred into light. I was going to break down the science behind it. I may do that tomorrow or some other day. But I need you to understand that the reason that the drums, in the Bible, when Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, they walked around the walls and they just played music and the wall came coming down. They used sound. So according to cymatics, sound changes neurons. Now there's delta, there's theta, there's alpha, there's beta, and then there's gamma rays. Now the gamma rays is that nobody has those. Meaning, gamma is grandma. So gamma and grandma are very similar. So the brain works from as a kid. Your brain has what they call information sound. Inside of sound is informing or information. Same way with sunlight. Inside of the rays of the sun is information from the sun. And the subconscious and the unconscious absorbs and accepts this stored information from these external sources. Once this information is stored inside of the subconscious brain or the subconscious mind, it forms what you call your personality. So your personality is the result of your childhood. That's why I do my counseling, my one-on-one. First thing I ask, hey, what was your childhood like? Why? That formed you. Your whole worldview was shaped. They say by the time a child is 6 or 7, it's capped. But it's not. Epigenetics, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Roy Raymond Wise, Jethro Klaus, all of the gurus that I've studied under, they all have proven biologically that you can change your genes. You can change the genetic code. I have this inside of my book, Gene in the Genes. I want you to take the vehicle. Now remember, you have 3 brains. That means you have a vehicle, you have a steering wheel, and you have a driver. I recommend highly that you take the vehicle. You sit in the driver's seat. You put your hands on the steering wheel, and you drive the vehicle called you. Right now, somebody else is probably driving the vehicle because more than likely your thoughts are not your own because you will absorb those thoughts, but you haven't challenged them. As I talked about on the previous show when we talked about axiology, where I mentioned yesterday that you want to challenge your belief system. I'm not saying you got to get rid of it. I just said that you want to question it. Because that's a aletheia. The aletheia is the ability to be what is called a cynic. And I told you the only way to kill the beast is through cynicism. Cynicism just simply means that you're skeptic. So if you're not skeptic, that means if you're like me, the Reverend Dr. Bishop said it, so that's it. You believe it. You don't do no research on your own. You don't ask nobody. Somebody come up to you and say, man, the earth is a triangle. Yes, sir. You go out and you start preaching and teaching the earth is a triangle. Bro, did you look that up, dude? No, you just regurgitating somebody else's stuff. That's what I did. So my brothers and my sisters, this process, this thing called affirmations is a cookie blower. Auto-suggestions, affirmations, self-talk, prayer, calling those things that are not as though they were, positive thinking, change your life forever. An auto-suggestion is the process by which an individual trains the subconscious, the unconscious, and the conscious mind to believe something, whether it is true or not. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. And this is the power and the danger. Now, I watched the movie Split. Y'all watched that movie Split? Well, old boy basically turned himself into a beast with his mind. Now, everything that I've been saying in all my classes and all of my shows was inside that movie Split. Notice that he, in the movie, you know, hopefully everybody's seen it. I don't want to spoil it. But in the end, he didn't hurt the girl that was damaged. And I've been saying for 25 years, the more mentally ill you are, the more enlightened you are. Now, we read yesterday from the Gospel of Thomas, and we looked at the definition of the word disturbed. It says that when you find the truth, he says, first of all, keep looking until you find it. And when you find it, you're going to be disturbed. What is the definition of the disturbed? It meant turmoil. It meant turbine. It means mentally unstable. So if you're not there, if you ain't got to that place, you don't got the truth. And then it says after that, you're going to marvel. Marvel means that you just sit there and smile. You sit back and you just marvel, like in the Matrix. When old boy, when you look at the complexity of the system, you just gotta sit back and just go, wow, this is crazy. So I was gonna talk about bioluminescence, how again Lucifer transformed himself into an angel of light. In other words, how sound become light, the biological aspect of it. Because the scripture tells us that Satan, Lucifer, that old dragon who deceived the whole world, he transformed himself into an angel of light. He transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. So I'm going to talk about the biological, how that's done biologically. If Lucifer can transform himself, what do you think you can do? Now, the Bible wants you to transform yourself into, again, a follower of Christ. The Bible wants you to pick up your cross. Well, first of all, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Yahushua. That simply means that you want to put on the mind of Christ. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Now, I know that's a cookie blower. That's why I don't pray to God. I pray as God. Now, again, that's very difficult because the human brain can't wrap around that construct. So it is very simple, brothers and sisters. We possess within us this force, power. The Bible says we have this treasure. So we got this treasure in us. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is it's unlimited power. But the problem is we don't know how to use it. So you got this high-powered engine and you don't know how to use it. So what should we do? Well, you are a blank canvas. If you started to paint your canvas, I'm going to ask you one question right now. If you had to paint your canvas, how would you paint it? If you really could. Now, think about this for a moment, because none of us, most people don't think this way. Most people don't think outside of the box. Most people don't even allow themselves to dream. They don't even consider the possibilities. So inside of my email or inside of this Paranomics Life Optimization class, in short, when I send a new client interested in the program, I send them an email, and it says, first thing it says, if you could write your own story for your life, how would it read? If you were the director, and then I'm reading from the, again, the email that I send to anybody that contacts me and says, hey, doc, you know, I saw you on YouTube, or I saw this, or I saw that. I was interested in your program. I send them an email. First line of the email says, if you could write your own story for your life, how would it read? The next line says, think about that question for one moment. If you were the director of the movie, of a movie called Your Life, and you could write and star in your own movie entitled My Life, what type of movie would it be? Storyline. What would you write? That's what you got. Right now, you are the director and the star of a movie that's being written as we speak. And the way you write the movie is through thought. Now, not the thought that you think, it's through the thought that we don't think. It's the inability, it is the unconscious thought. Now, let me be crystal clear as I bring this to a close. Resonance, not conscious thoughts, not visualization, not affirmation that is verbal. Because while I'm saying money comes to me easily and effortlessly, my unconscious brain is saying, Negro, you ain't got no money, sit your ass down. So until you deal with the unconscious, now remember it's unconscious. So the only way to hear the unconscious is what they call meditation. What I call turning off the TV, turn off the internet, sit in the room by yourself, empty your brain of the things you're worried about and focus on the things or the solution to the things you're worried about. And then you're going to find this constant thing that says, you cannot do what you're trying to do. For me, it's in my grandmother's voice. Because my grandmother was the one that always told me, you ain't going to be nothing, you're going to be like your daddy, worthless, no good for nothing, blah, 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 blah. That's the voice that always pops up whenever I'm silent. So until I can change that script, I'll never have two nickels to rub together. Neither will you. Until you can change your unconscious script. That's why the Bible says go into your closet. Go into private and pray. You ain't supposed to pray, you know, in public. Public prayer is for other people. It doesn't benefit you at all. The only time, brothers and sisters, that you can change your unconscious script. Now, this is really, really important because the reason it is unconscious is because it is below the threshold of detection. So I like those images that they show where they show an iceberg and they show the conscious mind, subconscious mind, and they always show it as the iceberg on top. That's what you're conscious of. Then underneath the water is this big old huge mass that is 3, 4, 5 times the size of the mass that is above the water. The only problem I have with that is that most images and most people don't talk about it. They talk about the subconscious mind. And the conscious mind, they never talk about the unconscious mind. See, on the unconscious level, that's where all of your fears are at. That's where all of your unacceptable behavior is at. That's where all of your immoral urges, that's where all of your chronic shame is at. That's where everything, all of the fun fighting and effing, it's not in the conscious level. It's not in your thoughts. It's not in your perception. That's conscious. I am conscious of my perception. I'm conscious of my thoughts. I'm conscious of my belief. It's not even in my subconscious level. My subconscious level, that's my stored, that is my learned, that's my past experience, that's my memories, both negative and positive memories, is stored in my subconscious brain. So I'm aware of my memories. I just got to think about, oh, yeah, I can remember when I was a child, or I can remember what I ate for dinner last night, or I can remember. That's conscious. I mean, that's subconscious. So memories. So we're not talking about conscious. We're not talking about unconscious. I mean subconscious. We're talking about unconscious. So how do I become aware of my fears? The easiest way, I guarantee you, all you got to do is make this statement. Make a statement in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Write a script. And then every obstacle that is buried in your unconscious brain is going to come to the surface and tell you why you cannot do what you're trying to do. If you don't believe me, try it today. Just make a goal. Tell yourself, I'm going to work out every day for the next 30 days. And watch. Just wait for it. Thought going to come into your head. You can't work out there. You got to work. All right, how are you going to get there? Well, what about this? What about that? Make a conscious decision to make X amount of dollars in 30 days. Watch what happens. All of the buried, unconscious stuff only surfaces when it has to defeat the conscious and subconscious brain. So affirmations are dangerous. Auto-suggestion is very dangerous. Prayer is dangerous. Self-talk, faith talk is dangerous. Why? Those ruling dispositions, those are called demons. Them suckers, they're sitting in the strong man. They're seated in the seat of your soul. The unconscious brain is hell on earth. That is where what is called the automatic or the auto-suggestion, basically. That's why it's called auto-suggestion. So all of the automatic functions that takes place inside of the body is seated inside the reptile brain. That's the unconscious of the reptile. Then the subconscious, again, is the paleo. And the conscious brain is the neo. So you got a triune brain. So your brain operates with the reptilian mindset at its core. Your job is to go down there and change and stop using fun, fighting, and effing, because that's unconscious. You have no conscious awareness. And you have no control, because that is the delta brain wave state. So you have to use the conscious brain and the subconscious brain to go down to pull out the unconscious stuff that's in there. And once you pull it out and expose it, that's how you defeat it. So how do you change from poverty to wealth? Set a goal with your conscious brain and your subconscious brain to be wealthy. Your unconscious brain is going to step up and say, you can't be wealthy because. And whatever that because is, don't fight it. Don't address it. Don't spend your time trying to override what that limiting belief says. The fact that you have exposed it is how you destroy it. Now that it is exposed, focus on the solution. See, you got the choice today. You can be the problem or be the solution, but you can't be both. Let me say that again. You can be the problem or you can be the solution, but you can't be both. If you chase two rabbits, both will escape. So as I said before, don't chase rabbits. Let rabbits chase you. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. You cannot be the solution and be the problem. How do you be the problem? Whatever you are being, that means that you are existing. Whatever you are existing, that means you are thinking. Well, you're thinking, that means that you're reading it, you're studying it. I know most people who study and research their problem more than their solution. I know people right now that they are experts in their problem. They can sit, they can wax for hours. They've done countless hours of research on the problem and never, ever, ever, ever looked at the solution. Never. Therefore, the problem gets bigger and bigger. You feed in the problem, and you think you're destroying it. That's why modern psychology doesn't work. You go into your childhood memories, you bring up those memories, and then what they tell you to do. Okay, session's over, come back tomorrow. You bring up more memories, and you talk about the memories, and you talk about the memories, and you talk about the memories, so you got struggle. You got effort laced with negative memories. That dog don't hunt. So what you got to do, brother, is bump the problem. In fact, you don't even need to know what the problem is. The problem will show up once you decide to be the solution. Now, being means, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Being means I'm going to be the solution. So if I'm going to be healthy, that means I am going to do what healthy people do. I'm going to say what healthy people say. I'm going to walk the way healthy people walk. I'm going to talk the way healthy people talk. I am going to be healthy. So I need to find healthy people, watch them, and then whatever they do, do that. So if you're going to be holy, if you're going to be wealthy, if you're going to be wise, whatever you're going to be, don't hang out with the problem. Hang out with the solution. Why are you studying the problem? Why do you spend so many hours researching the problem, how to remove problems? So I got to show you that the problem exists. A lot of clients, they tell me, "Doc, I ain't got no problem, homie. Life is great." Then after they talk to me for about an hour, they're like, "Damn, I guess I do got a couple of problems." Why? They have accepted their problem as their solution. So now they are being the problem, and they're so comfortable. They've been being the problem for so long that they in the problem of one. For example, cigarette smoking, according to every book I've ever read, you know, is not really that great for you. But I know people who know all the facts about the negative health benefits or liability of smoking, yet they continue to smoke, continue to be the problem instead of be the solution. So whatever the solution to smoking is, we should focus on studying that, reading about that, using auto-suggestion to imprint that onto our soul so that way we can override cigarettes with chewing gum or exercise or something else. So you don't combat the problem by focusing on it. You combat the problem by being the solution. Be the solution to the problem that you have. If you have a money problem, okay, get the money. Be the solution. What is the solution? Gainfully employed. What is the solution? A product, service, or information that is endued with enthusiasm and inspiration and your charisma and intuition. Bring a product, service, or information to the marketplace that benefits others more than it benefits yourself. Be the solution, not the problem. And it all starts with reprogramming yourself, auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion is simply the process by which you train the three layers of your brain or your mind to believe something systematically, whether that something is correct, whether it's true or false. You have the ability to establish your own mental fortress and to establish, again, through the process of self-hypnosis, which is just simply repetition. Now, nobody will tell you this, but I'm going to tell you. You're just brainwashing yourself. But, hey, I went to the military, and they tried to brainwash me. Almost did. Yeah, it didn't work. So I went to the Rev. Dr. Bishop. They tried to brainwash me. Yeah, that did work. 10 years I was brainwashed. Now, some people tell me, well, it's good to be brainwashed by the Rev. Dr. Bishop. And I'm going to brainwash myself, homie. So self-hypnosis is basically all this is. That's all self-affirmation is. It is a form of self-induced brainwashing. So auto-suggestion, brothers and sisters, differs from brainwashing in the fact that the suggestion is given by you rather than originating from outside of you. Your brain, your body, your blood cells, your DNA accepts faster and easier your own vocare, your own box, V-O-X. It is this acceptance of your resonance by the brain. It quickly produces mental images and visualization, and it produces, again, a belief, which turns into knowledge, which turns into truth. So the best way, in fact, the only way that I've found is for me to get to understand myself, be authentic. Once I find my true self, now I start speaking that to myself, not to nobody else. This is not no other people's stuff. You don't go out preaching this to somebody else, man. You don't go out and tell other people, "Oh, yeah, you need to do this." No. This is the inside-outside job. You are programming yourself to be and to optimize yourself, to live at the highest levels. That's what this is all about. But this is a very deep topic. We can talk about this for hours. I just simply want to drop the nugget in your life. The Bible talks about praying without ceasing. That's what that is. That means that every day, all day, there's a thought in your brain. That thought is, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, and I maintain great relationships. Every day, all day, 24/7, 365. You have to say that on a resonance level. That means that it's not said with your mouth, it's said with your mind. While you're sitting there watching TV, every time you should be said, I'm wealthy, healthy, wise, and I maintain great relationships. And then you go deeper with that, and you get specific about your wealth. You get specific about your health. You get specific about your wisdom. You get specific about your relationship. And I told everybody, 5 years before I even met my wife, I wrote it down on a piece of paper, and I put it all those suggestions into my resonance, and I drew into my life. The same way I drew this Clarinomics program, the same way I'm drawing into my life right now as we speak, the members to form my inner circle and to take me so that way by this time next year, hey, I'm a millionaire. And I'm driving around and flying around the country doing seminars and changing the world by giving the world truth and rhema knowledge. Hope you guys are ready to jump on board. Fantastic ride. Brothers and sisters, I love you, appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.